So today, Stephanie wasn't here earlier when Meredith asked folks kind of what your background was. So could we just get a sense for who's an accountant in the room? How about attorney? And then what about just family foundation, board member, or staff? So we've got a mix of all different types of backgrounds. So our conversation today is going to try to be down the middle of the fairway on investment literacy. What we thought we'd talk about is, you know, go over the current investment landscape, which is an interesting one. Talk about the fiduciary rules governing the investment process. So expanding on what Meredith talked about in the first session earlier today. Stephanie's going to talk about some key investment concepts, and then we're going to end up talking about investment policy statements. We'll leave some time at the end for questions, but I wanted to, is there anything anybody has on the front of their mind that they want to make sure that we cover during this session? Okay, well, feel free at the end to ask questions. So let's start, Stephanie, with the investment landscape.
Great, thanks, Carrie. So a lot of the conversation today is going to be about investment process, which is arguably a little dull, I have to admit. But investing at its core is actually pretty emotional. And this right here is just the S&P 500 index price returns over the last, call it, 20 years or so. And interestingly enough, if you were sitting in 1999, everybody was talking about the tech stocks. Everybody wanted to own them. You felt pretty good, probably, if you had some. Then 2008, 2009 comes. There was now a lot of nervousness in the market, and now there's discussions, are equities even a prudent investment? There were op-eds that were saying, it's not a good idea to hold equities anymore.